Interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-825. And with that, I have a great guest on today, General Manager of the Alaska Gold Panthers, calling in from Kansas, of all places. John Lurkey, how are you doing?
Just trying to stay cool here, Dave. Good hearing from you. Yeah, it's pretty hot here, but we're playing hot too, so it all works out.
How many games have you had down there at the NBC tournament?
Well, you're in a pool of four, so you play the three other teams in your pool, and there's four pools, so there's 16 teams, and we've advanced to the final eight by winning all three of our games and winning our pool, so that advances us to tomorrow, because there's four games today, and the field will be reduced from 12 to 8 by the time we play tomorrow.
Okay. And what time's the game at?
6 o'clock, so 3 o'clock in Alaska. But there's two games ahead of us, so you don't know. It could be pushed back, just depending on how long those earlier games go.
How did your season go? You know, I so enjoyed it. What was your overall record at, you know, in the regular season?
Wow, we didn't talk ahead of time, and so I'd be prepared for all these.
I'm being a great correspondent, putting you, you know, on the spot. So in general, you know, what 20-10, 20-20.
One for you.
What's that?
We were 24-12.
Okay, wow, that's hey. So you had a good win percentage.
Good win percentage, and did well. I mean, the San Diego Stars came in for our series around the 4th of July, and that was a real tough series for us. We had to come from behind on July 4th to end up winning 3 out of 5 against them, and they were our second opponent here, and we beat them. So that bode well for us.
How from all your players that you had up here at the last series, did all of them travel south with you?
No, we had a couple that departed just as the, you know, we get into the last week. It's kind of a trend that goes on in a lot of summer baseball teams now. A lot of it has to do with pitching and how many innings their coaches from school will allow them. A couple players didn't think that their playing time here in Wichita, which, you know, you can't guarantee them, would be something that they would have enjoyed. So we picked up a couple players when we hit town here, so that we'd be able to compete. But for the most part, we got the group that was there in the latter half of July.
Okay, what the heck? How much fun can you have?
Yeah, well, winning makes everything fun. You don't, you know, the heat's what it is. We're staying at a nice hotel here in downtown Wichita that gives us a lot of area around the hotel. It's a nice place, and then there's a lot of places to eat around here. So we don't have to jump in vans and take off to really do anything other than, you know, go to the ballpark or, you know, any sightseeing we want to do.
Okay. Boy, it's just baseball and ballpark franks and a little bit of sightseeing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. You know, big aviation industry here. The history of Wichita, they got a really great zoo. There's a museum that's one block from the hotel, which is really nice. So just a lot to do, and you know, we found the right places to feed us when we're away from the hotel, and so it's going great.
So you're in the quarterfinals tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
So there's four teams advancing to that.
Yeah, it'll go from 12 to 8 tomorrow. There'll be two, so it'll actually be down to 10 by the time we play.
Wow, okay. And so probably by this Sunday, you're going to know if you're world champions or not so much.
Yeah, Saturday. I said that wrong. We'll be down to 6 by the time we play.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're excited. We've done well here. I mean, even when we were here in 16, we went 2-1, finished second in our bracket, and the last three times, so 19, 25, and now this year, 26, we've gone 3-0 going into, you know, the later rounds. So we've played well here. It's tough to win it. We haven't won it since 02, but we'll give it our best shot.
So are you looking at players right now and thinking who you want to, you know, ones that you're scouting right now and ones you have playing for you right now and who you want to invite for next year? Because I know you're building your roster this coming September.
Yeah, you do. And you reach out to some of the teams, a lot of coaches now that, you know, stay with us each year. They'll call us in the fall and say, hey, here's who I got for you this summer. But it's really progressed to the point where we don't get a lot of guys that come back. They tend to see the Alaska thing, and as much as they enjoy it, they tend to go to another place to play the following summer because that's what their coach wants them to do. So, but we'll see players here that interest us, and we'll talk to them, and we'll see where it goes.
Any other teams from Alaska down there with you?
No, they don't even think about playing outside the state, Dave. I can't really explain it, but
I can. They don't have the finances to do it. They don't have the successful finances that you've put in place to do it.
I think Matsu does. I think the Bucks do, but they just don't care to do it. And that's all I can say, because I really, it's a little more logistics and more expensive, but I like starting on the road so the guys can get to meet each other and hang out constantly instead of breaking up into their host families, which is going to happen anyway in the first few days.
Yeah.
But I think that's a big part of playing on the road. And boy, this group of guys came together immediately in Anchorage when we met on the last day of May. So it's been a great summer that way. Guys have gotten along all summer long. And we're, you know, we had a couple guys that just were 18. One guy wasn't even 18 when he arrived. He just turned 18 a week ago. And we've got others that are, you know, 21, 22, and they have meshed beautifully.
Yeah, your left-handed southpaw that turned 18 a little while ago.
Yes.
Big boy.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a couple big boys. Yeah. He hasn't pitched yet, so we've got him still to go. We've got another player that just joined us who's been at St. Mary's and Chambeau, a young kid, but he's got a good arm. So we've got some pitching left, but we've got to be ready to play three more games. So we've got to line all that up, and hopefully we play well enough tomorrow to keep on going.
What player or players have been a pleasant surprise for you?
Oh, certainly Caleb DeRozier. An incoming freshman headed to UC Irvine, but he's just really can swing the bat at such a young age and has been good for us at first, third, outfield. He's even pitched a little bit. Colt McKibben joined us. He had Tommy John surgery on his pitching arm back in May of a year ago, so he couldn't really join us and give us many innings at all. He joined us when we got into Spokane and headed up to Canada. He pitched the first four innings against the Stars and didn't give up anything. So he's been great. We lost Charlie Kalbrenner. He was a great guy that Miles Kaiser, who used to coach for us in 18 and 19, sent us this summer. There's been a bunch of guys. I mean, the problem when I get a question like that is I'm going to leave out some. So,
yeah.
You know, so thanks for setting me up that way.
Oh, no problem, buddy.
But I mean, Carlos has done a great job. We've got a great coaching staff. Got four guys running that show, and it's just been great. You know, I try to set the table best I can for them and get out of the way and let them do their thing, and they sure have.
Hey, you ready to take a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with John Lorkey, General Manager of the Alaska Gold Panthers, and your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, I just tuned in a few minutes ago, and it just so happens over the years, you know, I haven't really followed the Gold Panthers too much, but, you know, this week I've been able actually to watch the games on YouTube, you know, quite, you know, good broadcasts.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, all the games are on YouTube and, you know, the announcer and everything. It's,
What is it, the YouTube channel or just on YouTube itself under the NBC tournament?
I went to the World Baseball Congress World Series.
Okay.
And I have some questions about the whole thing to John Lokey afterwards. But anyway, you know, you can, you know, pick the menu and go to the live games. And anyway, and then it's on YouTube and you click on it and it, you know, fills the whole screen. You know, I got a large laptop, 17-inch, and I watched the whole thing, and good sound on my speakers, and it was great.
So. That's great. Thanks for letting us know that. I might be doing that tomorrow, Mr. Lorkey.
Yeah, I think you should. I can't believe you haven't already. But
yeah, I heard the last one too. I watched the last one too in the comfort of my desk. You know, so, and also. But I'm looking at the schedule right now on the website, and it doesn't list. I look in the schedule, and today is the 29th, and it lists the games, but it doesn't list any Gold Panther games.
Well, they don't. That just came out in the last couple hours, letting us know who we would play and when we would play tomorrow. So
oh, okay.
We are going to play at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
3 o'clock Alaska time. Again, as I mentioned with Dave, it may be pushed back because of the two games in front of us. But we will play the winner of Liberal, Kansas, and Hutchinson, Kansas.
Okay. I'm sure it's just a lag time. They're going to post it. If you just got it, then it'll probably pop up by tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure the website will. So.
And anyway, you can watch it on YouTube. So.
You can watch it on YouTube. They won't allow us to do our own YouTube, which we've done all summer. But this tournament has its own video, so they won't let us video. But our own radio broadcast is coming through our own YouTube channel, and then the tournament is doing their own thing as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not positive about this, but I think because it's broadcast on KFAR, and I think, you know, there's a lag time, but I think it's our announcers. I'm not positive about that. It could be.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a lag time. What's coming on the local radio station will be Garrett Von Dane doing our broadcast, and he's done them all year. If you're just listening to the broadcast from the tournament that NBC does, it's different broadcasters, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure about that, actually. If you listen to it on YouTube and see if it's our broadcasters, you'd know. I wouldn't know the difference, but anyway. But I have a you know, it got me thinking about this whole National Baseball Congress World Series thing, and I looked it up on Wikipedia and a couple other sources, and it's not actually a league. It's only created for this event, right?
And there's teams that are affiliated with the National Baseball Congress, and
yeah.
We're one of those teams. And
there's
then every
aren't.
Year they put together a tournament and invite teams that come out of various leagues around the country to play here.
And some college teams, is that right?
Or not necessarily from a particular college, though they can't really stay together and play in the summer. But,
well, that's my question, really. Are any teams created for this event? Or are they all established teams that have played together for a season of some sort?
No, there's some teams that are a collection of all-stars from a particular area. Most of the teams have played together all summer, but you'll have some teams that get formed together that may have, you know, been here last year and convinced the committee that they're strong enough to compete.
Okay. I'm just interested because it seems like it's kind of like a year-to-year. It's not a league in itself. It's a collection of teams that play in leagues and some that don't. So it's interesting.
Right.
Mel, right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Greatly appreciate it, buddy. John, I got to wrap up and take some commercials here. So really appreciate you being able to become available for us and give us an update on the gold panners that I miss already. Hello, my name is David, and it's been 10 days since I've been to a gold panner game.
It's just therapy when I get back.
Okay. You take care, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Dave. Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Some things in life are preventable.
Ooh,
gas station sushi. That's preventable.
I'm just going to tell my boss what I really think of him.
That too. The Colorectal Cancer Alliance wants you to know a lot of things in life are preventable. Colon cancer is common and deadly, but that's also preventable.
Oh my gosh, it's a bear!
Let's get a selfie with it.
Preventable! The Alliance is doing its part to end colorectal cancer. Now, do yours. If you're 45 or older, talk to your doctor about the screening options available. Go to colorectalcancer.org to learn more.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound. The bite was on at Allison Point, just in time for the Valdez Kids Pink Salmon Derby. More than 300 young anglers caught at least one fish to enter the one-day derby. 12 kids went home with cash and prizes. Families from Nevada to Norway not only enjoyed tremendous fishing and sunshine, they also created memories to last a lifetime. Ray Curitan of Honolulu, Hawaii, said his son Hudson caught his very first pink salmon in Valdez Saturday. And Ray said when they were getting ready to leave, he just kept saying, "One more cast." Hudson is now hooked on world-class Valdez fishing, said his dad. It was incredible seeing all the kids on the bank fishing and exploring the shores. This photo, the Kids Derby photo, will be on our wall at home. Neil Everson of Fairbanks brought his kids to Valdez for the fifth straight year.
Kids have a lot of fun and usually fish from shore right here and pretty much always catch one, always get a photo for the derby. And I think one of my kids won once. They are addicted to coming down here and catching fish now.
Most of the pink salmon were caught from shore at Allison Point, but several young anglers caught pink salmon out at Goose Island, where the silver salmon were also biting. The Kids Derby Day was also the start of the Valdez Silver Salmon Derby, and three bright big silvers hit the leaderboard. The current leader is over 12 pounds.
Call Fish Central and get out on the water to catch fish and fill your freezer this summer. Fish Central can hook you up with charter reservations or a rental boat and give you the advice you need to navigate the local waters. Once you've caught your limit, Fish Central can process your fish too. Book with Fish Central and get 10% off your processing. Visit fishcentral.net or call 907-835-5002 to book your fishing adventure today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 70. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 51. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, highs level off around 70. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Hope you're enjoying your wonderful Wednesday here in the golden heart of Alaska, Fairbanks. Okay, simple as this. This morning at 6:30, walking the two canine units that I got, having a wonderful walk at Creamer's Field. And it was like 42, 44 above. My God. So we're coming into August. So that means we're coming into our last good month of summer weather. So what are you going to be doing? Well, this Friday, it's always the back-to-school classic now that I call it. It's the fair this Friday. Oh, boy, already. And sort of a schedule of events is Friday's GVEA school supply drive. Oh, my God. Then on August 1st, on Saturday, is an artist affair. On Sunday, August 2nd, is Craig Taylor Farm to Fair Day. On Monday is August 3rd is Kids Day. On Tuesday, August 4th is UAF Day. On Wednesday, August 5th is Golden Ears and the Last Frontier Day. August 6th, Cold Spot Feeding East Belly Coal Mine Canned Food Day. That's always a real popular one. It's so nice that they do that. August 7th is Alaska Defense Campaign, Alaska for the Arctic Day. The next Saturday is Alaska Airlines Club 49 Day. I'm a member of that. I've been a member of the 49er Club since 1985, I think. Wow. And then August, next Sunday, Napa Hometown Heroes Day. And that's the auto part. That's not the wineries that are in Napa. So, but a fun thing to do. Fun thing to do. You know, go choose your day you want to go or your days that you want to go. They've got a lot of free concerts. I mean, they really do. You know, every day they have something. And they really try and get that done. You know, they got the Birdman, the Hockey Circus Show, the Farmer's Daughter Show, Mango and Dango and the Adventures of the Umbrella Ship. Imagine the Magic with Neil Farma. You know, all, you know, the Tune Up Remix, the Time Warp Remix, Pop Punk Emo, The Valley Below. And one of my favorites is Emily Anderson. Yeah, Fairbanks' own Emily Anderson. She's on Sunday, August 2nd, so that should be a lot of fun for you. You know, and then, what is your favorite food? You only get at the fair, and there's always the elephant ears. I don't get the elephant ears. You know, but I always crack up with those people walking around with, like, I call it like the pterodactyl wings. Those great big old turkey wings, or, you know, turkey drumsticks, yeah. And, you know, you're looking at that, you're saying, my God. You know, you're going to digest for 2 days with that. So anyway, lots of stuff to do, lots of good food. My favorite is always, you know, I always go to the Cajun Connection, and I get the shrimp etouffee. It's this great Cajun. It's one of my favorites. It's where I get it, the shrimp etouffee. You know, if I was down in Louisiana, I'd be getting the crawdad etouffee. But, you know, you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, so you get the shrimp etouffee. And it's fun. And I always enjoy the Navajo taco. Those are the two things that I get. And so, anyway. Then, hey, it's the season of all the elections. How many candidates will be down there? You have 17 for gubernatorial, 16 for U.S. Senate, 15 for U.S. House. Then you have your local state Senate and your House districts. Then you have your local city council, borough assembly, school district. You have your different political parties. You have the Democrats. Then you have the Republicans, and they're going to have booths there with candidates to drop by and talk to. Oh, boy. Then, you know, what's going to be fun is, you know, the League of Women Voters, they say they're not affiliated, but they are. Funnier than heck. Look at the straw poll that they have. That's always fun to do and take a look at and enjoy. I take the straw poll and I enjoy it. But, you know, God, you know, how many portions of the straw poll are they going to have? So anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. I'm going to give you some Robert Palmer as some music. Then we're going to go into the Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we will be back. We'll be right back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The former director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci on Capitol Hill, invoking the Fifth Amendment multiple times, refusing to answer questions during a Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee hearing on the origins and government response of the COVID-19 pandemic. The committee chairman is Senator Rand Paul. He says they're going to try and hold Fauci legally responsible.
Because you refused to answer, citing a privilege that is unsupported because of your pardon, and after being denied to do so, this committee has scheduled a vote next week on a resolution certifying your contempt.
Dr. Fauci said he invoked the Fifth Amendment. He believed Chairman Paul was trying to get him to make statements that could be used against him. The Federal Reserve making its interest rate decision. They've left things unchanged as they reached the decision 9-3 after 2 days of deliberation. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchor's Daily News reports a third straight special legislative session to give a multi-billion dollar property tax cut to the Alaska LNG mega project began Monday on uncertain ground. Governor Mike Dunleavy so far has not introduced a bill on the matter, but said on social media Monday that he would work with others on a path forward to introduce a bill that is acceptable to both the Alaska legislature and Alaska LNG developer Glenfarne. Just four legislators attended the pro forma opening proceedings in the Alaska House of Representatives and Senate on Monday. The so-called technical sessions lasted just minutes, long enough for the governor's proclamation calling for the special session to be read into the record. Key lawmakers in both chambers last week expressed slim hopes that they could find common ground to pass a bill for the project this year. In the special sessions that ended in June and earlier this month, the Senate passed two bills providing a property tax cut for the project, but the House rejected the legislation.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Is your driveway sinking? Is your foundation starting to move? Before you tear it all out, call Vertex Insulation. Vertex specializes in solutions that save you time and money, including house lifting, slab jacking, void fill, and so much more. They can level and restore your concrete driveways, sidewalks, and garages and help stabilize your foundation too. Residential or commercial, Vertex can help. Don't let sinking concrete sink your wallet. Call Vertex Insulation today at 907-456-7361 or visit vertexinsulation.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Mary Peltola is not owned by billionaires. She believes government should work for the people, and that starts with fixing this rigged system.
Congress is half millionaires. It was not designed for that. It was designed to reflect the working people of Alaska. We need people who are willing to set aside their own personal stock portfolio and work for Alaskans. We've got to stop the insider trading. We've got to stop the ability for people to line their own pockets. We've got to enact term limits. 12 years in the Senate. If you can't get it done in that amount of time, go home. We don't want people in there making a career out of quadrupling their personal wealth. We need to show our leadership in Alaska.
Alaska's families deserve a fighter. The next senator from Alaska should be somebody who never forgets who she works for. And that person is Mary Peltola.
I'm Mary Peltola, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Alaskans for Mary.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. You're listening to Problem Corner. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. You want to call in. We're presently discussing fair food. What's your favorite if you have something? What's that one thing that you will go to the fair for, be it food, an event, a booth? What is that? And I've got some interesting texts here. One friend of mine said his favorite meal at the fair is the one that someone buys for him. How can you argue with that? Another one. You got a, let's see, corn fritters, elephant ears, a lot of free candy from the politicians. Yeah. I never consider myself a politician. I always consider myself an elected official. But what I would do is I'd have a candy jar there whenever I ran. That way I'd have something for someone to stop and I could start a conversation with. And it worked, especially people's kids. And I always had good candy. I didn't have any crappy candy. You know, if you're going to go big, simple as that, and enjoy it. But, you know, it's the fair this year. How many booths from politicals, will people running for office, will be there? And, you know, on Friday, this Friday at 11:30 to 12, I have Governor Dunleavy calling in. I'm going to be talking with him, so that'll be good. Talk about his accomplishments during his 8 years in office. God, 8 years goes by fast. 8 years goes by fast. And, boy, he's not going to have a booth out there, I don't think. But it's interesting, you know, what you already seen this thing that Dunleavy declined, but, you know, I got to say, under Dunleavy, our natural resources have increased exponentially. Education funding has gone up, and it's the most on an annual basis every year, no matter what they say. Even though he vetoed some of the things that give him a higher base student allocation, every year education under him went up, not just a little bit, the most of any other department by far. So ponder that. Oh, and also, he's been trying to figure out the fish crash, the fish stock crash. And again, you know, I always equate it to, sadly, when an airplane crashes, it's just not one item. It's a combination of things that happen. You know, is it the warmer streams and rivers that happen? Is it the stock depletion by the large trawl nets? Is it a combination of all the above? Is it because the Russians are putting all this fish in from their fish, not processing, but their fish stocks, fish farms, into the ocean, and all these younger little fish are eating all the food? You know, what quite is it? But we don't know, but hey, I got a feeling everyone has a thought and opinion on that. Then booths. There's a booth I can tell you I bet it's going to be there, and that's the Proposition 2 ranked choice voting. I got a feeling that the people who want you to vote yes, which would be to remove ranked choice voting, will have a booth there. And you're probably going to have to see a booth for no on ballot measure 2 ranked choice voting. Does anyone know what ballot measure 1 is? Oh, my goodness. You know, what the heck? So ranked choice voting is a big thing. A lot of people have always been against it, and I think this time they might have the horses to get it. It's always the day of the election they've won it, but after all the absentee ballots and early voting comes in, they barely lose it by 1%. So this time they have just vote yes and get rid of the mess, or vote no and keep it as it is. Simple as that. Then also, will they have a booth at the fair moving the local elections from October to November? What do you think about that? If you have a thought, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. You know, I've always looked at that sort of differently. But if you're going to have, what day is the most people going to vote on? I finally brought it to myself. What day is most people going to vote on? And it's that first Tuesday in November. So have everyone there. And the present city mayor, she disagrees with my thought. She thinks that us, you know, Fairbanksons would be too mentally decapitated to do such, would be too confused to vote correctly. Only in Fairbanks, Alaska. Now, special sessions are going on, and talking you know, it's there is doing technical sessions. Nothing's going on. And my personal thought, talking with a few people from the governor's office, they're not going to get together unless they got something to agree to. And so far, there's not an agreement. Simple as that. It makes sense. You know, why have everyone going down the Juneau from Barrow to Ketchikan, Kotzebue to North Pole, to Juneau just to come in and check out? So unless they get something done, and you know, it's hopefully they do get something done. Simple as that. Everyone wants them to get something done positively, but will they? And then, as I had on Monday with Tuesday with Sterling Gallagher, you know, is it the best economic one to do? He thinks it's not the best economic one to do. He thinks there's an easier play, quicker, 1/25th of the cost, and can supply both South Central and export. So, But we will see what happens. We will see what happens. You know, there's always another plan. There's always another plan. But I must say that they've been trying to get this gas line since 1975, and now it's 2025. 50 years later, they have a plan, and if they don't know if the plan will work, but they know it's not going to work with the taxation plan in place. So go ahead and change the taxation plan and see if it works. If it doesn't work, you didn't hurt anything because you had nothing anyway. What a concept. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, hey, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
This election season, visibility is everything. From yard signs to banners to mailers, Advanced Printing has your campaign covered. With fast turnaround, custom designs, full service printing, and bulk mailing, they help you reach voters when it counts. Whether you're running for city council or a statewide office, make your message stand out, loud and clear. Call or stop by Advanced Printing today and get your campaign moving.
Your partner from design to delivery to victory. Because at Advanced Printing, your business means a mint to us.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
It's Fireweed and Cedar Wellness Collective on Pegger Road. Imagine a place where healing, relaxing, and community come together. That's Fireweed and Cedar, where they believe wellness should be accessible to everyone. That's why their yoga classes are just $1 plus pay what you can, with medical-grade red light therapy, private thermal spa, compassionate mental health therapists on hand as well. Fireweed and Cedar Wellness Collective. This week, get a $50 gift certificate for half price on this week's 50-50 offer.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
Slip into the brand new Bridgestone Dueler ATSN All-Terrain Tire from GCR. Elevate your year-round driving experience. Bridgestone Dueler ATSN delivers uncompromising traction through snow, ice, water, and gravel. Whatever Alaska's roads throw your way, the Bridgestone Dueler ATSN is designed to dominate off-road performance on your light truck, SUV, and CUV while offering a remarkably quiet ride for your everyday driving. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Weather brought to you by Great Harvest Bread Company. Biscuits, bagels, and sandwiches so good you need them. Skip the snooze. Your breakfast is waiting for you at Great Harvest at the corner of Airport Way and Wilbur.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 70. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 51. Tonight, overcast. Daytime highs approaching 70 tomorrow. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 75. 79 Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here and going through it now. Today, 5 o'clock is the last day for anyone to go down and register to get into the local elections, and hopefully a few people do and go do that. So what the heck? You never know until it's over who's going to get in and who's not going to get in. I've been asked, and I said, nope. Those days are over for me. I'm not seeking offices. But those who do, congratulations. It's not an easy journey. It's not an easy step. So those who take it, I appreciate you. I congratulate you. And you get the opportunity to prove your worth or to prove your unworthiness, both. And that's the scary part about it. You never know what you're going to get until you get the person who's elected. And so hopefully those people who are running because they want to contribute versus get. You know, I always look at a person, the best person to be elected to an office is a person who internally says to himself, I don't need to do this, but I'm going to do it, versus a person who says, I need to do this because I want to advance myself. And we have a few of those out there, very apparent who they are, but always look for the person who doesn't need to do it. That's a good thought to go with. And they don't need to do it, and they do it well. Simple as that. Oh, boy. So now, you heard that last commercial we had, and it was from the Great Harvest Bread Factory. Well, hey, I was in there yesterday, and they have, you know, this little chalkboard out front. It says, new season, new sandwiches, hot off the press, French dip sandwiches. Oh, man. Remember the Garden Island Thursday French dip sandwiches? If you weren't there they started serving it at like at 11, 11:30. If you didn't have yours ordered and paid for by 12:30, they were gone. Line out the door. So they got French dip. And they also have bacon chicken ranch. Oh, my goodness. So something to, you know, see if they have a website. Keep up on their website and see how they do it. Now, Emily and I went out to the Turtle Club on Monday night. And we had their cheeseburgers that they grill out off their deck. Only on Monday night. And they make it out of, you know, their prime rib burgers, basically. They were so good. I mean, they were the tops. They're big. You know, I like mine with a nice piece of cheese on it. Get the cheeseburger. And the piece of cheese covered about 70% of the burger. That's how big the burger was. And it fit onto the bun perfectly, you know, just perfectly. And it had a nice, you know, char on the outside of the burger, so you get that texture and everything like that. Oh, boy. And then, you know, they had a very good pasta salad. They had chips. They had beans. All you could eat of those things. They had all the accoutrements for the burgers itself, tomato, lettuce, onions, mustard, ketchup, mayo, and they were just good. So Monday evenings, get out there. If you want to find me next Monday, Emily and I will be out there. Another thing that the Great Harvest Bread Factory has, they're cinnamon rolls. Oh, man. Boy. You just look at those things there. And I went in there yesterday and I bought one. And it was like, I can't leave the soldier behind. This thing's got to come with me. Oh, my goodness. And they have a nice, clean atmosphere in there. Great if you wanted this do-nothing, have coffee, have a Mondo cinnamon roll. Enjoy yourself. Maybe get on the internet and surf around and enjoy yourself, and or enjoy a person over there for coffee. And it's just a great, nice, calm atmosphere over there. So, oh boy. Anyway, last night out at the greens, it was beautiful out there. I mean, the deck was hopping, the food was great, the beverages were great, the people, you know, you see, you're going to see people that you know, and everyone has a smile on their face. And here's the thing about it. We have through August to really enjoy restaurants or locations with outdoor decks. So when Emily and I were deciding where to go and what to do, it for me, it had to have a deck outside. Did we use the deck outside? No, but everyone else did, so we had a great seat inside. But basically, on Saturday, August is here. You get a little bit colder, a little bit wetter and weatherier. God, that's a tough one to explain. So we only have so many days left to enjoy the bistro outdoor chair, so to speak. And so do that. Do that. You know, you can go out to the Turtle Club. They have a great deck out there, and you can eat out there. They have a great bar food menu. The Pump House, Pike's Landing, the Princess Hotel on the Chena River. Chena's Fine Dining on the Chena River. They have a great deck. They don't take reservations. First come, first serve. Very good menu and extensive wine list. Yes, I have a food show. Saturdays, 1 to 1:30. Oh, yeah. So, how much fun can we have? But again, only a month left before, let's just put it this way. In about 2 weeks, hunting season starts. Yeah. So, I know my friend Jen Uhas, she's going to be in quest of grouse. And she's got an extensive way of cooking grouse. It depends what it is, the type of grouse it is, and that depends on how she's going to cook it. Very, very knowledgeable field purveyor of food, and then a very knowledgeable cook of wild game. Exceptional person. And, man. But Craig Campo, basically from August 15th to September 15th, you're not going to see him. He'll come in. He comes in every 5 or 6 days, restocks with gas, food, supplies, does his 30-minute radio show, gone. It's his time of year, and good for Craig. It's his time of year. Oh, boy. Am I going hunting this year? No, not this year. Trying to go sheep hunting next year. Just got to go do it. That's right. Go climb up mountains and chase 300-pound rams all around about 6,000-foot elevation. Yeah, that's what I do. Oh, well. Now, we're coming into football season, both college and the NFL. You know, literally, in 2 weeks, the college football season starts, you know, in mid-August. And, you know, it's the return of fall. It is the return of fall. Where do you watch your football? You know, I don't have, any channels. I got the Roku channel because, and I don't try and buy a channel just to get 6 football games a year and you got to buy the whole darn thing. No. So I'll go watch it at different locations. Hey, I'm a member of the Elks. I'm a member of the Moose. I can walk to the Elks. I can drive to the Moose. They both have, last year they had Sunday breakfasts for football. Fenders is a great place to go Saturday and Sunday to watch college football and to watch Sunday football. The Banks is a great place to go watch football. Go to Salty's. Oh, you know, they always have something on, you know, be it whatever time they're open, they have sports on. They have sports on. What I, you know, this is sort of different, but I enjoy going to the Food Factory. In the back of their dining room area, they have this bar, about three or four seats on it. And right there is a TV, and they show sports, and it's usually baseball. And I'll just go back there, and I'll get some chicken wings or whatever I'm going to have, you know, about 2 in the afternoon, and I'll watch baseball, have good food, have a beer, and just watch baseball. Or, you know, going downtown, going to the El Dorado. They open up at 4:30. They always have baseball on, you know, usually. If you like baseball, you're coming into August. This is when it starts getting heated up for sports. August baseball starts August football. Oh, training camps for your NFL team. It's all good. We're going into the fair right now, August, the harvest season. You know, go down to, start going to, on a Saturday and Wednesday basis, the farmer's market on College Road. This is when the production of crops starts. This is when it gets really good going to buy food at the farmer's market. They got great vendors. They're all local. Oh, my goodness. Such nice people. And on a personal basis, boy, have my herbs done great. Because it rained a lot this summer for Fairbanks. It kept the smoke down. And I didn't forget about watering my herbs. Well, now that that's secret out, but they look great. I mean, bushy. Basil, oregano, thyme. Oh, man. I mean, you would have thought I was professional, but no, just got lucky. You know, and I think I've watered them 3 times all of July. So lets you know how much rain we've gotten in a good way. But go to the farmer's market this Saturday. And then after that, go down and enjoy the fair. The fair starts. You know, check out the fair schedule. They, in today's News Miner, they had the fair schedule for the entire 10 days of the fair, or however long it is, this Friday to next Sunday. And on an hourly basis, everything that's happening on an hourly basis, and you got to give it to the fair. You know, you hear about turmoil, you hear about as not as many items happening at the fair. But guess what? Every day, they got 3 to 4 things happening on every hour. And they got good descriptions of it. So kudos to them. Kudos to the people who put on this fair, no matter what, the Tana Valley State Fair. Oh, boy, I remember going there as a young teenager and checking out the hot high school chicks because I was a junior high. And then when I became old enough to go to the fair and look at the high school girls, I was working, not in Fairbanks. So I never got to do that. But you can do it. Bring your kids there. Enjoy yourselves with your family. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I will see you on Friday. Got a 2-part show. The second half is Governor Dunleavy, and you have a great day.